What did you do to me? The things I never miss are things I can't resist.
In 1915, the Pan Pacific Expo in San Francisco jump-started an American craze for what the Hawaiians call ukulele, or little jumping flea. Songs like this one by Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards were mainstream in the 20s, and Edwards sold 74 million records. But the Depression took the fun out of gleeful music like this, and the ukulele faded into obscurity until soldiers in World War II brought ukuleles back from Hawaii. Arthur Godfrey's TV show in the 50s ushered in the era of the plastic ukulele, but aside from Tiny Tim's brief stardom, the ukulele has been more or less forgotten since then. David Wasser and other members of the Ukulele Hall of Fame Museum think that might be changing.
We hope that we're seeing now the third wave of interest in the ukulele. You've got people like Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, who's been playing the uke in his concerts for a while now and is talking about maybe producing some kind of a recording of just ukulele songs. So it's there. Whether we can kick it up a notch or not, we'll see.
The Old Spice Boys are one of the many modern uke-fronted bands that have come to the Ukulele Expo in the past to play some pretty unconventional ukulele music. You might think a ukulele museum should be in Hawaii, but in a way, it makes sense that the shrine to the tiny instrument is actually in the smallest state. Like Rhode Island, ukulele is the butt of many a joke. But like Rhode Islanders, ukulele players are fiercely proud of being the underdog.
We started this whole thing as a joke. I mean, it was, you know, let's create the Ukulele Hall of Fame Museum. And surprise, surprise, people came. So there are different hot spots around the country. And one of the things that the Ukulele Hall of Fame Museum is hoping to do is to try and tie all of these different separate movements together so that we can start really acting and speaking with one voice. We just want people to know that the uke is there and they're welcome to come and pick one up and have as much fun as we're having.
This weekend at the Ukulele Expo, maybe a few more people will be convinced to rock that uke. For NPR News, this is Paul McCarthy in Providence, Rhode Island.
Our thanks to reporter Paul McCarthy. And the Ukulele Expo will be this weekend in Cranston, Rhode Island at the Ukulele Hall of Fame Museum.